For this 250th anniversary year of the United States, pianist Laura Downs is sending audio postcards from the road as she explores our nation's history through song. On her latest stop, Downs was in New York to have a conversation with John McWhorter, the linguist and columnist for the New York Times. They talked about the role of American music as a joyful noise, even in the toughest times.
Harold Arlen wrote the song Get Happy sometime in the fall of 1929, within weeks of the October stock market crash that launched the Great Depression. By the next year, the song was in the top 10 on the pop charts.
Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
It's such a hummable, optimistic tune in such a disastrous time. And I'm imagining the comfort and energy that came with that song playing over the radio into America's kitchens and living rooms.
The song became a hit when the whole country had just fallen to pieces. And Mickey Mouse is dancing around and there are these songs that go... But it really was kind of a therapy.
The phrase get happy comes from the Black gospel music tradition. It's a reference to receiving the Holy Spirit with that, you know, ecstatic singing that happens in a gospel church service. When I think about Harold Arlen choosing that title for the song, it really makes me think about the origins of so much of our American music, which comes from those Negro spirituals and work songs that were an outlet for expression and to imagine a better life.
Yeah, it's interesting with Arlen. He was somebody who Ethel Waters called the blackest white man I ever knew. And so he had this feel. Da, 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 da. And it was Ted Kohler, his lyricist, who actually came up with this Get Happy, I'm sure with the encouragement of Arlen, because he would have probably known the phrase Get Happy.
And I mean, the whole lyric of that song, it's really specifically about, you know, get ready for the judgment day. It's mm-hmm. kind of impersonating
a kind of a spiritual.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
They were really channeling something real. So that Get Happy feels like such a black song that I don't think any black person would feel inauthentic singing it. That's one that just joins America together.
Forget your troubles and just get happy. Better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
I hate to bring Arlen into this, but they had this huge pop hit and probably, you know, both of them bought houses on the basis of it, whereas there were all of these black composers who could have written the same sort of thing. That just has to be said.
Speaking of time and place, in these hard times, there are choices that you have to make about the role that you take as, you know, a dancing mouse, the role that you take in our society. Do you want to chronicle the hardship and sort of interpret this moment?
And you do.
Or do you accept the job of being an entertainer? And do you kind of try to move past your own feelings and try to make that thing that makes other people feel better?
What do you think? I'm asking you as a professional musician.
Well, I mean, I think I wiggle around with it. I think it depends on the day. I'm thinking about one artist who's absolutely chosen to be a spokesperson for joy, and I think that his whole heart and soul is in it, and that's John Batiste. And, you know, since he was a kid busking on the subways, his message is really come together, experience joy collectively, and the music is part of that. He had a song in 2021 called We Are. And what he's doing with that song is he's evoking the ancestors and their persistent faith in the power of joy. But it's also a song to rally us in our own times of trouble.
The kind of joy that he purveys, there's a little part of me that always thinks of it as a bit of a pose, and I'm wrong.
We're never alone. The country is full of stars.
Sometimes I'm a little bit afraid of those calls for joy, maybe because I am a slightly depressive person, maybe because I think too much.
I think that when things are really dark, joy isn't easy.
Part of being American is that focus on the great day coming, the idea that we are an experiment that's always going on. It's human to try to make the best of the worst. That's how our hormones work in our brains.
We as Americans, we center joy.